Somebody was stabbed to death. One migrant was stabbed to death by a group of the other migrants.
You know, we're gonna search them.
You cannot search them.
No.
Do you ever? Do they ever bring in weapons, like knives or stuff?
Yeah, they will bring. I've seen two knives here.
Really?
Yeah.
Someone got stabbed at one of the gates last week as well.
Like one of the migrants got stabbed.
Since Joe Biden was put in office, hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens have taken refuge in New York City, the largest sanctuary city in the United States. To handle this, numerous illegal alien compounds have been established on what was once prime New York real estate. Muckraker conducted the first ever investigation of three of these compounds at Randall's Island, the Row Hotel, and Floyd Bennett Field. Over the course of our investigation, we discovered open drug dealing, stories of violence and weapons inside these facilities, shocking internal reports, and much more. We also interviewed a whistleblower who formerly worked inside these facilities. This is a first ever look inside New York's illegal alien compounds. Row NYC is the fifth largest hotel in New York City, and is located just one block from Times Square. It has now been turned into a shelter for roughly 5,000 illegal aliens.
What's up? ¿Qué pasó?
Bien, gracias a Dios.
Bien? ¿Qué país tú?
Venezuela.
Venezuela. How long here? How long? 1 month? 2 months?
3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Yes.
Okay. Where are you from?
China.
You're from China? Okay.
I'm Muslim.
Oh, you're Muslim?
Yeah.
Oh, can I talk to you?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, what country are you from?
Russia.
Russia?
Yeah.
What part of Russia?
What?
What part of Russia? Where? Moscow.
Chechen Republic.
Chechen Republic?
Yeah.
I'm from Russia.
Oh, you're from Russia?
Well.
You don't look like you're from Russia.
Yeah, really. That's why I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a tough life for people like me that back there.
Damn.
Yeah.
From what part of Russia?
Siberia.
Siberia?
Yeah.
You seen anything as security when you're working here? Because I'm fresh. I just got here.
I mean, like, obviously, you know, like, in the rooms and all that, like, you don't want cooking, all that stuff. I don't see they try to sneak in guests and all that that's not permitted.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. They try to hide them. Like, I don't see stuff like that.
Because somebody was telling me some crazy shit. I was talking to another guy, and he was like, yeah, there was a story about some man who freaking beat his wife, and there was blood everywhere and all that shit.
Yeah, yeah. I've like, I been into, like, a DV case before, too.
A domestic violence case?
Yeah.
What'd you see?
Like basically, it was basically the female was yelling. There's a little commotion in the back. You go in the back, and then after you go in the back, she run out. But like she run out, he ran out too. But when he ran out, she you look at the room. The room was blood because she didn't want to say anything.
Yeah.
She ran out, but she didn't say anything. So we asked her what happened. She keep running away from us. So the dude trying to walk away. We like, yo, dude, she opened the door. We see all the blood. We like, yo, nah, I don't know. I gotta pull up.
But there was blood all over the room.
Yeah, all over the room.
How bad was it?
Like, you know how, like, somebody get punched in the nose and they just start gushing?
Yeah.
And, like it's over the bed and over, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, once you move around, you can see it's, like the trail marks and stuff like that.
Damn.
Like, yeah, you know, bro.
Somebody just got freaking clocked.
Yeah, like, it was, like, to him and his wife.
I can't believe somebody jumped off the roof.
Yeah, and one, I heard like one lady from 20 floor, I think. She was living on 20 floor. And she was cut herself with blade something.
Yeah.
And she was bleeding inside her room.
Yeah.
And suddenly somebody saw like bleeding coming from, blood coming from room. And they called 911, they took her hospital, but she passed away.
She died.
Yeah. You know the one guy, suicide from the roof.
Yeah.
He was living 28th floor.
Yeah.
In October, I think.
Wait, and this is a
tenant.
A tenant, okay.
Tenant, yeah. And he, before the roof was open, right?
You could just go onto the roof?
Yeah, before it was open. Anybody can go to
Oh.
And I don't know, he was good. He just took his breakfast and he go roof and jumped.
He jumped off the roof?
Yeah.
There, you mentioned there's a bunch of teenagers below. Are those, do they have parents or no parents with them?
Somebody has parents, somebody has no parents.
No parents.
Mm-hmm.
They would bring up weapons and stuff?
Yeah, one guy one day, someone saw him like he comes with a weapon.
Like a gun?
Yeah, like a gun.
Somebody came over with a gun?
Yeah, and then NYPD was here. They take whole building. They didn't find him.
Do some of these people do drugs outside and come back?
Yeah, like, they're doing outside everything, right?
Like all types of drugs?
Yeah, all types of drugs.
Really? Oh my
yeah,
God.
Before we had like National Guard here.
National Guard?
Yeah.
Inside the building?
Yeah, inside the building.
Muckraker obtained never-before-seen incident reports from the Roe Hotel, which back up some of these claims. In an incident report filed on January 7th, 2023, an employee by the name of Marjorie recorded that a female guest came up the elevator and stopped to tell Christian and I that someone downstairs told her there was an intruder armed with a gun. A few minutes later, someone said through the walkie-talkie that the intruder was on the 14th floor, armed with a gun. In another report, filed on February 10th, 2023, a worker by the name of William Garcia was seen getting closer with tenants and was reported to have been found with a guest around 13 years of age, both sitting down, to which it seemed William was FaceTiming the boy's sister.
Hey, excuse me. Hey, what country you? Country. Senegal.
Senegal. Si.
Senegal. Ah, okay, okay.
What country are you from?
Sudan.
Huh?
Sudan.
Sudan?
Yeah.
Dude, what's the situation in here like with the different groups warring with each other? Because like, don't you get situations like the South Americans and the Africans and...
You might have a problem with like a specific person.
Yeah.
But it won't be like race, like, to that.
I got you.
But they also like are separated by race. Like, they won't hang out with each other, but they don't have like any problems with each other.
Yeah, what kind of shit do you see?
Someone did pass out like last week over there.
Yeah.
Someone got stabbed at one of the gates last week as well.
Like one of the migrants got stabbed?
Yeah.
Like one of the migrants stabbed another migrant?
No. It was a security officer. He stabbed a migrant. But that's because the migrant like attacked him first with a knife. So it was self-defense, but yeah, stabbed him.
Whoa!
And they actually said that one, it was the result of the migrants fighting.
Yeah.
And like, then it just...
So the migrant went after the security guard, and then...
That's the part I heard.
Yeah.
But I think it started from like a migrant fighting a migrant.
Yeah.
And then security got involved, and then tried to fight the security. And, yeah.
And then the security guard had to stab him.
What country are you from?
I'm from Guinea.
Oh, Guinea. What help do you get here? You get food, you get clothing?
So we are getting food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And clothing too, right?
No, because they gave me four vouchers to go and buy the clothes.
Is it with you?
No, he's not with me. I'm actually wrong building. Dude, this place is freaking wild. How long have you been here for?
Oh, like 5 months.
Oh, you've been here for a while? Damn, what kind of stuff do you see? Because I heard that like the you get the South Americans and they'll war with the Africans and shit like that. That kind of stuff happened.
Basically, we have South Americans and Africans.
No. I'm saying like I heard that they fight with each other.
Yeah, they fight with each other.
Yeah. Damn.
The South Americans are more prone to violence.
Really? Damn. Okay. So you never seen them bringing in drugs or anything?
Oh, we see them. was a dear Medrai guy, since a bunch of people, he showed me the Medrai manager. During
what happened?
He sees a marijuana like this, a bunch of marijuana.
Wait, somebody brought in a bunch of marijuana like that?
Yeah.
Really?
He sees it from the car. You know, we can't search them.
You cannot search them.
Yeah.
Do they ever bring in weapons, like knives or stuff?
Yeah, they could bring. I've seen two knives here.
Really?
Yeah. There's no armed security here.
Right.
We're all unarmed.
Right.
How do you ask him? Quantos dias aqui?
5 days. No, 20.
20 aqui.
Aqui, me fez 20.
Tu opinião de aqui?
Fez 20.
Todos hombres aqui, sim? Solamente hombres? Ah. Personas, tu experiencia problemas de grupos de diferentes países, experiencia problemas?
Aquí.
Sí.
A veces.
Sí.
Ayer me robaron el teléfono allá.
Describe.
El teléfono me lo robaron. Guaca.
¿Ah?
Ayer me robaron el teléfono allá cargando, el celular. Me lo quitaron.
¿Sí?
En una hora que lo pusieron.
Damn. ¿Qué otro problema es aquí?
Sí, a veces muchos problemas.
En el comedor, a veces tienen que tratar mal a uno para darle la comida a uno.
Cuando va a comer, los vigilantes lo gritan.
Tratan mal a uno, ¿sí me entiendes?
Todos también somos, los venezolanos también son muchos problemas.
Yeah,
como
sí.
Venezuela, todos son iguales. Pero nada más decir que
toca que sean como más organizados.
Sí.
Hay mucho problema.
Mucho desorden. Mucho descontrol.
Mucho muerto. Mafia.
Oiga, cigarro y marihuana en promoción. $3 por $2.
¿Ah?
$3 por $2.
$3 por $2. Ah, sí.
¿Quieres?
¿Ah?
¿Quieres cigarros?
Solamente...
Marihuana también tengo.
¿Ah?
Hay marihuana.
¿Tú tienes? ¿Sí? ¿Tú dormir aquí?
Uh-huh.
¿Sí?
Uh-huh.
¿Y vende marihuana?
Sí.
¿A dónde? ¿Posible mirar?
¿Mm?
¿Mirar? Ah, cigarrillo.
Uh-huh.
De marihuana. Let me see. Damn. Bueno.
A 5.
¿Ah?
A 5.
5. So, tu nombre es? Tu nombre.
Mónica.
Uh-huh. Okay. De Mónica de Colombia. Bueno.
¿Qué color, hijo? Ah, sí, me había ido usando los papeles. Todo eso, entonces, por eso no había salido. ¿Sabe qué? Toca hacer papeles.
¿Ah?
Que toca hacer papeles acá.
Ah, bueno.
El ID, el Medicare y todo eso que necesitas.
Pues tú necesitas.
Ya lo hice.
Ah. Hola.
Hola,
¿cómo estás?
Bien.
Hey, hola.
Hey, ¿qué país tú?
Venezuela.
¿Venezuela? ¿Todos Venezuela?
Sí.
Oh, okay. ¿Y cuántos meses aquí?
No, un solo mes.
Hey, ¿de familia tú? ¿Familia?
Ella y el bebé.
Oh, okay. Hey, ¿tu opinión de presidente Biden?
Por
apoyo a migrantes aquí.
Bien.
Ah. So, okay. ¿Qué durante el día qué pasa aquí por tú? ¿Qué
no,
pasa?
Uno pasa el día, por lo menos la gente que no tiene trabajo pasa el día aquí.
¿Tú no trabajas o no nada?
No, porque no tenemos todavía los permisos.
So,
ya sacamos ID, sacamos seguro médico, nos
ajá.
Falta ahorita la cuestión del asilo.
Sí.
Pero, o sea, tenemos que esperar 165 días para poder sacar el permiso de trabajo. Entonces, como tal, no contamos con un trabajo estable. O sea, nos toca pasar el día aquí, comer la comida que dan aquí, porque no tenemos recursos para comprar.
So durante el día todo aquí y relajar, ¿cómo se dice?
No, pues aquí uno se entretiene con los teléfonos, con las tablets y eso.
¿Qué país tú?
Ecuador.
Ecuador. ¿Cuántos días aquí?
Tenemos un mes.
¿Un mes? ¿Personas de Ecuador o los migrantes apoyan a presidente Biden en elección?
Claro.
Sí. Porque apoyo a los migrantes. Sí. Okay, bueno. What's it like here, man?
It's easy to lose motivation.
Yeah. Easy to lose motivation.
It's easy for morale to be low. When you're like, I mean, my morale is not low doing this. This is just pretty simple doing my own thing. But before, I was part of the squad, like cleaning the tents and cleaning the inside of the tents and cleaning the rooms and stuff. These people, they'll just, you get sweep and mop the entire tent, 10 minutes later it'd be like you were never there. You know, there'd be crumbs, crackers, apples, like I don't know why they never throw away their apples. They're just, and it's the kids, but it's also the parents. Also, I've seen people sweeping all their shit from the room right into the hallways. So it's kind of, I mean, we're motivated enough to get the job done, but it's hard to enjoy it just because, you know, it's like two steps forward and then two steps back.
Yeah, 100%. There's been whistleblowers that have come out and been like, yeah, they're bringing weapons, there's been rapes and shit. Have you guys heard about any of that shit happening
here? That's at Randall's.
Randall's,
they've had three stabbings.
Somebody was stabbed to death. One migrant was stabbed to death by a group of the other migrants.
Have you seen people bringing in drugs?
I haven't seen any of that. The Brooklyn Cruise Terminal, when cleaning the showers and all that, I'd be picking up dope bags, empty dope baggies and stuff like that.
Security guards just smoking here.
This is security guards.
The security guards smoking like weed and shit in here. Oh, really?
Yeah, in their cars.
Damn. Oh, so they're the security, they're out smoking weed and they're coming back here stoned.
Yeah.
This is kind of a joke, the security here, right? I mean, you walk in there, they're just on their phone and...
I'd say it's like 50-50. There are some of them that are really good at their jobs.
Yeah.
But they're only just counterbalanced by the ones that aren't.
The only problem I have with the security guards, I mean, I don't care about the weed.
Right.
Is them flying through here.
Oh, you mean in their cars?
Just flying. Because if a kid jumps out in front of them, they're done.
Damn.
That's the only thing I'm worried about. That's the only thing I have a problem with.
Hola. So, ¿qué país tú?
Colombia.
¿Todos Colombia?
Yes.
So, ¿cuántos meses aquí?
Ya vamos para los 2 meses, nos toca salir ahorita el 2 de febrero.
2 de febrero.
2 de febrero, 2 más.
No más.
Más y vamos a pedir que nos vuelvan a revolcar de nuevo porque no hemos conseguido trabajo. Mira, yo llevo 1 mes y 15 días esperando el Medicaid, el seguro médico. Yo fui a Coney Island del hospital de emergencia, ya saqué el Medicaid y llevo ya 1 mes y medio esperando a que me den el.
Medicaid.
El Medicaid y nada que me ha llegado todavía.
Wait, ¿tú tienes seguridad de ¿cómo se dice? Social Seguro.
Social Security, nada, no podemos sacar eso porque apenas estamos haciendo la puerta que nos entreguen el ID y el Medicaid. A él lo puede hacer donde yo lo hice también y a él ya le llegó el ID y el Medicaid.
Pero es posible por migrantes, Medicaid y Social Security. Es posible. Es posible tú recibir Medicaid,
¿sí? Eso sí se lo hagan cuando uno mete el asilo, ¿no?
Sí, cuando uno pide el asilo le dan el permiso de trabajo, le dan el social seguro.
Ah.
So my name is Carlos Arellano, and I work for the City of New York, employee 0240, and I was the site administrator, supervisor. My main hotel was the Row NYC on 708th Avenue, but I did pull double duty on the Wolcott Hotel on 32nd Street. And I also worked at Randall's Island the first time it was open.
Okay, could you describe the types of legal services that they get? Because I saw the actual room, you know, where it said legal services, but what are they actually doing there?
So legal services, depending on the day, it was something always crazy. Sometimes in legal services, illegal will walk in there and they'll say, hey, I've been working 2 weeks at this construction site and my boss gave me he gave me a social security number, but now I want a tax ID number so I can pay taxes. And it would be like, how are you working and how did you get, did your boss give you a social security number? And then we'll pull out a social security card and be like, yeah, here, look at it. And they would hand us fake social security cards that are being given out in New York City for people to work.
People would come to you guys with fake social security cards?
Yeah, fake social security cards that were given to them by their bosses in New York City for them to work.
And what would you guys do if you saw that?
So we weren't allowed to, take anything from there, from them. It was just, and it was also, we weren't allowed to tell them, hey, you're breaking the law. It was just, hey, we can't help you with this part. Go on about your day. And by law, by rule of the New York City, by Mayor Adams, it was always, hey, don't do anything to offend them. Don't do anything to upset them. If they give you a fake social security card, hand it right back to them.
Yeah, how often did you see these people coming and going with drugs, or how often did you see them on drugs, that type of thing?
Every day. It's an everyday situation, and they do stuff like hide cocaine bags in their baby socks or their baby shoes, places where we wouldn't dare to look. And especially in the hotels. Randall's is crazy, but the hotels is you walk by a certain floor and you see signs on the door that say haircuts for $10, or you'll see selling soup or something, sending some type of food for $5, and they run all these type of businesses inside the hotels. And then you would actually see certain people putting up signs or hanging out outside their rooms saying, hey, I got weed, or hey, you want some cocaine, I could hook you up. And it's just a whole nother world in these hotels, is they're doing a bunch of illegal stuff.
Wait, you cocaine in particular, you saw people that were selling cocaine or that had cocaine on them in this hotel?
Yeah, we have a lot of incident reports involving drugs. And everything from people using them to people selling them to people. But again, the city of New York says you're not allowed to do anything about it.
Whoa. Okay, what about as far as the staff and security actually sleeping with the tenants of the hotel?
Yeah, there was a lot of reports of that because, again, it's humongous buildings, 28 floors. If I'm not mistaken, the Roosevelt's about 17 or 16 floors. And it's impossible to have your eye on all these people and all these staff members, because the row is between 3,000 to 5,000 illegals, but at the same time, you have about nine different companies in there. And each company has about 100 employees there at the same time, or 200 or 50 or 40. So it's a whole nother world inside these systems, and you can't keep your eye on everything. And there was always you would see staff members from other companies just hiding in the rooms with the illegals and hooking up and God knows what else. But there was people who've been fired for even hooking up with the National Guard that's there on site.
You said your name is Jay?
Yeah, first name Jay.
Cool, man. And you're an American. You said you've been on the streets for how long?
Going on 10 years, 2015.
Damn. Okay, and we're right outside. I mean, that's the Row Hotel right there. That's where they're all living. But you don't get any assistance. Like, what kind of assistance do you get?
I just started getting EBT food stamps.
Uh-huh.
It's like pennies. They give you like 200 for the month. It's once a month sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know, but that and Medicaid. And that was hard to get.
That and Medicaid. Okay, so these people are living in nice warm rooms. They're getting food every night. Like, when was the last time you slept in a room? Do you sleep in a room?
Dude, it's been a while. Honestly, a few months ago, someone got me a hotel for the night.
Yeah. And since then, nothing.
No, not really.
So give me your flat-out honest opinion about these illegal people that literally have been in the country, contributing nothing to it, that have been here for, I don't know, a month or two maybe, that are living here for free in a hotel, but we got homeless Americans. Like, what's your opinion on all that?
Honestly, I think it's absolutely horrible. Because, you know, they're getting cash, they're getting food stamps, they're getting, you know, their Medicaid, and you got people out here who are American-born, and we're struggling.
Yeah.
Like, we're struggling, like, really.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Fuck, man. And just so people know your struggle, because people are like, oh, they're struggling people. You struggle, too. You said your family died, like, a while ago?
Yeah, my whole family has been passed away. My mother, father, grandmother, and my grandfather, and my other grandmother.
Yeah.
But, I've had nobody since about 2015. That's when I became homeless.
Yeah, because people act like, oh, you're an American, you got it good. These people need to go. It's like, nah, man, Americans got it rough too, some of them.
Hey, honestly, it's actually the complete opposite. They see I'm white and they actually treat me like shit.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. It's hard to explain to her.
No, I know exactly what you mean. It's 100%. It's anti-white racism. Yeah. So you, last thing, question for me. You were saying that there's a thing, that a stand that you set up right here where they'll give food to those people, but they won't give it to homeless Americans.
Yeah, I assume they give it to the Spanish people over there in the hotel, but I asked them for a plate and they wouldn't give it to me.
Did they say why?
No, they just kind of like didn't speak English.
Man. All right. And actually, sorry, I said that was the last question. I got one more. Can you tell me what kind of stuff do you see living out here with these people? I mean, do you see them smoking pot? You see them smoking other types of dope? Yeah, what do you see?
It's all drugs. It's rampant with drugs out here. There's no room. You know what I'm saying? And especially that they're not contributing. Not saying that, you know, there's homeless Americans that aren't contributing, but we're born and raised here and we get nothing. And
right.
It's sad that other people are being put first.
100%. All right, brother. Thank you, dude. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You have just seen the most detailed footage ever published of New York's illegal alien compounds. At the time of filming this video, thousands of Americans are hungry and homeless, while illegal aliens from all over the world rest with full bellies in warm rooms paid for by American taxpayers. At this point, it should be explicitly obvious to all Americans that our elected leaders do not care about us. The American people have become slaves to a government that prioritizes the welfare of foreigners and foreign nations above the welfare of those who the government depends on for its very existence. I quote the Declaration of Independence when I say, "Governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it."